This is an independent project funded by no one else but our listeners. For subtitles, please visit our YouTube channel. Subscribe for free on YouTube to get us closer to monetization. For access to all the locked content, please consider becoming a paid subscriber for less than $3 per month on Spotify or support us on Patreon and Ko-fi. Details are in the descriptions. Thank you. Journey to the West, an audio drama series. Chapter 13, Part 1. From the moment San Zhang was sent off from the gate of Chang'an by the Tang Emperor and his many officials on the 12th day of the 9th month in the 13th year of Zheng Guan, he journeyed, not stopping to rest his horse for several days straight. Soon, he arrived at Fa Men Si, or the Law Gate Monastery. The temple's abbot brought out the monks numbering around 500 and had them stand in two lines to greet San Zhang inside. Once they were introduced, tea was served. After that was a vegetarian meal. By the time they finished eating, it was already dark. The monks thereby gathered under the lamplight to discuss Buddhist doctrines and the reason to travel to the West Heaven. Some said the rivers were too long and mountains too high. Some said the roads were filled with tigers and leopards. Some said the craggy ranges and cliffs were hard to cross. Some said the cruel and menacing monsters would be difficult to subdue. San Zhang remained silent with his lips sealed, only pointing at his heart and nodding a few times. None of the monks understood his meaning, so they folded their palms and asked, "Reverend, what do you mean by pointing at your heart and nodding your head?" San Zhang answered, "When the mind is alive, all sorts of evil comes alive. When the mind is extinguished, all sorts of evil is extinguished. This student has made a solemn vow before Buddha in the Temple of Transformation and Birth. There is no way that I cannot devote my whole heart to the cause. This journey must reach the West Heaven. I will see Buddha and ask for the scriptures. That way, our wheel of law can start turning, and the wise emperor can secure his empire for an eternity." The monks heard his words and praised in unison. "What a loyal and courageous supreme clergy!" They showered him with compliments before inviting him to bed for rest. Soon, the striking of bamboo sounded the setting moon. A rooster's call summoned the clouds of dawn. The monks got up to prepare tea and breakfast. Xuan Zhang put on a geshe and headed to the main hall. Bowing to Buddha, he said, "Your student, Chen Xuan Zhang, now heads to the West Heaven to seek scriptures. However, my fleshly eyes are too dim and unperceptive to recognize the living Buddha's true image. I am now willing to make the following vow. On this journey, I shall burn incense in every temple I enter, bow to every Buddha I see, and sweep every pagoda I pass. I pray for Buddha to be compassionate enough to soon show your mighty body of gold so that the true scriptures can be passed on and distributed in the land of the East." After the formalities, he left to eat. When the meal was finished, the two companions prepared the saddle and horse before urging him to continue the journey. San Zhang left the mountain gate and bid farewell to the monks. The monks were not willing to part yet, so they accompanied him for another 10 li before returning in tears. San Zhang then kept moving straight westward. It was the final month of autumn. Maple leaves reddened and fell. Drizzling rain and withering plants were met on the way instead of familiar faces. Migrating birds flew above, heading to their next destination, their songs loud but scattered. The master and disciples walked for several more days before arriving at the city of Gongzhou. Municipal officials of Gongzhou quickly came out to welcome them inside. After a night of rest, they left the city the following morning to continue on the journey. During the trip, they ate when they were hungry and drank when they became thirsty. They rested at night and traveled during the day. It went on like this for another 3 days before they arrived at the garrison district of Hezhou, the border of Great Tang. The border commander, along with local monks and Taoists, heard that the royal brother and reverend had arrived by imperial commission to head to the West Heaven for Buddha. They received the travelers with the utmost reverence. The guests were invited inside to be served, and a chief clergy brought them to Fu Yuan Si, or Temple of Blessing's Origin, to spend the night. Every monk of the temple came to meet them as they were offered a vegetarian dinner. When they were done eating, the two companions were instructed to feed the horse as they would depart before sunrise the following day. As soon as the rooster crowed, Xuanzang woke up his companions, which also awoke the entire temple of monks. Drinks and food were prepared and served, and after that, they headed to the border. This reverend was so impatient that he often got up way too early. It happened to be late autumn when roosters crow earlier than usual, so they were still in the wee hours. The group of three, or four if you counted the horse, braved morning frost as the bright moon shined in their eyes. After traveling for dozens of li, they came to a mountain. They could only clear the undergrowth in order to find a path forward. The road was extremely rugged and beyond difficult to walk. They feared greatly that they had taken the wrong way. Just as they were caught in confusion, everyone suddenly tripped and stumbled, including the horse, and fell into a hole. Xuanzang panicked, and the companions were scared. But just as their fear was building, loud roars were heard from inside the hole. "Take them in! Take them in!" As a violent wind swept forth, about 50 to 60 monsters pushed themselves out to seize Xuanzang and his companions. The reverend was shaking with fright when he glanced at the monster king sitting above. How very terrifying he was. Mighty and fearsome, he had bright eyes and a thunderous voice. Like saws, his fangs protruded outward. Like brocade, his body was wrapped in stripes. He had whiskers of steel and claws sharp like blades. Even heroes would lose their nerves, for this was the white-headed king of the South Mountain. Xuanzang's soul almost left his body, while his companions lost sense of their bones and limbs. The monster king ordered to have them tied up, and so the other imps worked together to bind the three with ropes. Just as they were preparing to eat, noises were heard from the outside. Someone came in to report. "Mountain Lord Bear and Hermit Bull have arrived." Xuanzang heard the words and looked up to find a dark man coming forward. That would be Mountain Lord Bear, also known as Xiong San Jun. Behind him was a fat man with two tall horns and thick shoulders. That would be Hermit Bull, or Te Chu Shi. The pair swaggered inside as the Monster King ran out in a hurry to greet them. Mountain Lord Bear said, "General Yin, how very outstanding you have been. Congratulations, congratulations." Hermit Bull said, "General Yin, how very amazing you look. How marvelous, how marvelous." Here, the character Yin, from the name General Yin, or Yin Jiangjun in Chinese, is the earthly branch name corresponding to the year of Tiger. The Monster King replied, "How have the two gentlemen been these days?" The Mountain Lord answered, "Just maintaining somewhat of a meatless life." The Hermit answered, "Just eating whatever the season offers." The three wrapped up their formalities and sat down for a relaxed chat. Meanwhile, the travel companions began moaning due to the tight bonds. The dark man then asked, "Where did these three come from?" The Monster King answered, "They delivered themselves to my door." The Hermit laughed and asked, "Would you mind serving them to your guests?" The Monster King answered, "By all means, it'll be my pleasure." The Mountain Lord suggested, "Let's not use them all. We can just eat two of them and leave one alive." The Monster King agreed and ordered his followers to have the two companions cut open at the stomach and their hearts taken out, Their corpses were then chopped to mince. The heads, hearts, and livers were served to the two guests, while the host ate the limbs. The remaining bones and meat were distributed among the other monsters. Amidst all the crunching and munching, like a tiger devouring lamps, the victims were eaten up within moments. The elder, on the other hand, was scared to death. And this was only the first ordeal since leaving Chang'an. In fright and panic, he soon saw the east growing whiter. The two monsters didn't leave until dawn, both saying, "We've been such a bother today. Allow us to return the favor with the utmost sincerity in the future." After that, they left together. Soon, a red sun rose high into the sky. Still befuddled, San Zhang had no way of telling where he was. Just as his life was hanging in the balance, an old man suddenly appeared with a cane in his hand. He approached, and with a wave, all the ropes were broken. Then he blew some air forward and finally woke San Zhang up. San Zhang prostrated on the ground and said, "Thank you, respectful elder, for saving this humble cleric's life." The old man gestured in return and said, "Please get up. Did you lose anything in the process?" San Zhang answered, "My companions have been devoured by monsters. I have no idea where my luggage and horse are." The old man pointed with his cane and said, "Well, isn't that a horse with two bags of luggage?" San Zhang turned around and saw indeed that it was his lost belongings. Finally calming down a little, he asked the old man, "Respectful elder, what is this place? Why are you here?" The old man answered, "This is Shuang Ta Ling, the Double Fork Ridge. It's the dwelling of tigers and wolves. How did you fall in here?" San Zhang explained, "This humble cleric left the border of the Hezhou garrison at the Rooster's Crow. Unfortunately, we got up too early. As we were braving frost and dew, we suddenly ended up here. There was a monster king that looked terribly fearsome. He tied me and my two companions up. Then a dark man called Mountain Lord Bear and a fat man named Hermit Bold arrived. They addressed the monster king as General Yin. The three of them ate my two companions before dispersing at sunrise. I wonder how I earned such good fate that the respectful elder came to my rescue." The old man explained, "The hermit is a wild bull spirit. The mountain lord is a bear spirit, and General Yin is a tiger spirit. The monsters around them are all mountain imps, tree ghosts, and beasts. It was only because your true nature was clean and bright that they were unable to eat you. Follow me now. I shall lead you back on your way." San Zhang was beyond grateful. After throwing his luggage on the back of the horse, he held the reins and followed the old man straight out of the hole and back onto the main road. He tied the horse to a bush by the road before turning around to thank the old man, only to see the elder transform into a gust of fresh wind, rising up into the skies on the crimson-crested white crane. With a gentle breeze, a strip of paper drifted down. On the note, four lines of chants were written. The chants were, "I am the great white star of the west, coming to save you by special request. Go forward, divine disciples will come to your aid. Blame not the scriptures for hardships and angst." San Zhang read it and kowtowed to the sky above, saying, "Thank you, Ghost Star, for delivering me from this ordeal." After that, he took hold of the horse and began walking on, alone. What a lonesome, bitter journey onto the mountain ridge it was. Chilling wind brought rain in the forest, where flowers and rocks were scattered. The noise from the animals was as great as the silence from humans. The elder's heart shook with fear while his horse could barely lift its hoofs. Risking his life, San Zhang made his way onto the ridge.
Journey to the West, an audio drama series, is an independent production by The Fifth Monkey. For subtitles, please visit our YouTube channel. Subscribe for free on YouTube to get us closer to monetization. For access to all the locked content, please consider becoming a paid subscriber for less than $3 per month on Spotify or support us on Patreon and Ko-fi. You will have a chance to access the latest release and other exclusive content. Head to www.thefifthmonkey.com for links to all the platforms we're on and support us on social media. Shares, comments, emails, all are welcome. This is Lin. See you in the next episode.